Lovely to meet you. My name's Paul J. Kim. In high school, I was your pretty normal guy. I was into skateboarding, was into sports, was into fast food, still kind of am, not gonna lie. Was into beatboxing. This guy grabbed a microphone at lunchtime, went onto the quad stage, and he went,
say what?
I dropped my lunch and I was like, what? I looked over at my friend, I'm like, what'd he just do with his face? He's like, bro, that's beatboxing. That's when you can't afford an iPod. I was like, dude, no way. I worked at Dairy Queen for 3 days. I don't got no money. That's a whole nother story. I was also that kid that went to church for two reasons growing up, girls and donuts. If you were to ask me in high school, you believe in God, you go to church, I would have responded by saying, I'm Catholic, but I'm not that religious, you know? I've done things, and I do things that probably make baby Jesus cry. But you know, I'm a good person. I never kill nobody. Yeah, I'm somewhere in between Hitler and Mother Teresa. I'm a good person, man. I'm spiritual. You know, I believe in the connection that I have with Oprah and dolphins. I'm spiritual, man. You know, it's amazing. I would probably succinctly describe myself as one that would subscribe to YOLO or the 11th commandment, thou shalt not get caught, because that's the most important one. Because as long as you don't get caught, it's all gravy, baby, apparently. You know, maybe you guys can relate to this story. Let's say it's a Friday night. Party of the year is going down. You got invited. So I go to mom and dad. I'm like, hey, mom and dad. My friends are having a party. Can I go, please? I've been really good. I didn't get expelled. And my mom's like, sure. It's 8 o'clock. We're feeling very generous. Come back by 11. 11! Keys, thank you. Get in the car, drive to the party. You get there, it's amazing. DJ spinning the ones and twos like...
Yeah.
Every flavor of Hot Pocket imaginable. Oh my gosh. This is incredible. Crumbs falling out your face. Beautiful people everywhere.
You're beautiful. You don't know you're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Party of the year. And when you're having fun, time flies, doesn't it? Check my watch.
9 o'clock, night's young, I have till 11.
10:45. That's about the time of the night where your brain should be saying, hey self, perhaps we should drive home now so as not to die. Hot pocket. 11 o'clock, and you hear in your pocket, text, mom, where are you? I'm right here. You're stupid. HGTV, anyone? I'm gonna dig my grave today. A little bit wider, a little backsplash, okay. That's fantastic. 11:30, midnight. Now you have a hot pocket. Ah, my leg's burning! Mom, all caps, where are you? Bro, are you okay? I gotta go eat this hot pocket. It's delicious. Start driving home, super desperate, because you know you got caught. 11th commandment, you're done. Driving home going, why do I do this to myself every weekend? How am I going to ninja my way out of this one? Park your car in front of the house. Takes you half an hour to walk up to the front door. Finally make it to the front door. Take your keys out. Why are doors only loud at night? Only after 10 p.m. The lights are off, there's hope. 10 steps to freedom. Two. Three. You look back, and it's the most frightening thing you've ever seen. It's your parents, except they're seated with their backs turned to you like on The Voice. And after about a minute of silence, after you poop yourself a little bit,
welcome home, son.
Hi. The thing is, I stopped by the chapel, the Adoration Chapel, to pray about my conduct in life, and I am sorry, I did not recall the amount of time I was in ecstatic prayer. Lord, I need you. Oh, that's great to hear. Welcome back, son. So you would think that in a moment like this, and that probably won't work by the way, but you would think that in this moment, your parents are the ones who got played. But in reality, in the deeper spiritual meaning of things, what if it's you and me? What if we're the ones who got played? You see, Jesus, he calls out this character, this presence, this spiritual reality in the gospel. He talks about it. He says, there's a thief who comes to rob, kill, and destroy. Elsewhere in the gospel, he says, he is a liar and a murderer. He is speaking of the devil. He is speaking of Satan, the serpent. You know, it's amazing how many people, they don't believe that he's a real being. They're like, oh, he's just a literary device that Catholics made up to scare people into church. Really? Go watch the news for about a half an hour. You might start being convinced of his presence. Maybe something's a little bit off. A lot of people like horror movies, exorcist movies. I know a priest personally who helps with exorcism, seen women and men possessed by evil spirits, literally levitating off their beds. Evil is real. Satan is real. And Jesus calls him out. You see, he's a deceiver. He takes what is good and he twists it. Because think about it. A lot of people do him the favor of saying, I don't believe in him, he's not real. Makes his job really easy. Super easy. Because think about it. If you were on that side, if you were the evil one, if you were Satan, God forbid, but if you were, Would it make sense to pop out of bushes and be like,
"Rah! Here's candy, children. Here's some porn. You want it?"
No, I do not want it. I want to go to church. I want to go to church.
I'll be incredibly stupid. Instead, what he does is he hides himself. He hides himself in fads, in certain attitudes. Ever since the beginning in Adam and Eve, Genesis, he deceived them. God said, "You can eat from all the trees in the garden, just not this one, and if you eat it, you'll die." The serpent comes up, slithering, conniving, and says to Eve, "Oh, you won't die. Your eyes will be opened. You'll be like God. Isn't that what you want?" Well, that does sound pretty good. And she takes of the fruit of the tree. And she and her husband spiritually die that day. And it begins this snowball effect that triggers sin and death and suffering even till today. Now the thing is, that might be Genesis, but what about today? Because the truth is, the evil one is real. Satan is out there. He's present. He has a plan. He knows you by name. You know, God knows us by name, but he knows you by name. And he's smart. He's a master chess player. He's very patient. He knows what you're into. He knows what you struggle with. He knows what your insecurities are, and he's going to bank on that. Because think about it. Why do people choose sin? I don't think there's one person in the world who wakes up in the morning, they're like, "I can't wait to commit all sorts of evil today." I don't think that's how the human psyche and the human heart work. Instead, when we choose sin, it's because we perceive something good in there. Think about it. Why does a person steal things? "Well, that iPod isn't mine, but I could really use it." I don't think they're thinking, "Well, I want to make that person's life incredibly miserable and make them depressed because they work so many hours to buy this thing." No, they see a perceived good. "I want it. It will make me happy. I don't have to work for it. It'll make my life easier." Why do people hook up with their boyfriends or girlfriends or complete strangers? "I've been told it was wrong growing up as a Catholic, but I like them. I don't want to feel alone. I mean, let's be honest. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to feel good. What's the big deal? We love each other." There's always a perceived good. There's something in there that's enticing. Why do people gossip? It's not because they want to destroy people's reputations and make them suicidal and all sorts of madness. No, it's like, if I make fun of her in front of all of my friends, and you know, they're going to like me. They're going to think I'm a part of them. And you know, it'll make me feel a little bit better putting other people down. You see, there's always this little lie. There's always this part, this part corruption that Satan brilliantly puts together. We give him some credit in that regard. Because if it's just straight up evil, you'll never believe it. But if it's just slightly messed up, slightly confusing, that's much more effective. Consider, friends, what you believe. Consider, friends, what your sin of choice is. Consider that still small voice in your heart that says, "I don't know, man. This doesn't feel right. Something's wrong about this. This decision, this choice, last weekend, last night. Something's off." No, it's not. It's all fine. It's good. You're good. You're good. God won't judge you. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. No, you're fine. You're a good person. You're fine. And Satan is so patient, so conniving, that he'll lead a whole generation of people into hell with them just by lying to them with these little white lies. It is frightening. I hate to be the guy to break it to you, but this is a reality. What will you choose, friends? The good shepherd comes to give us life, and life abundantly. The thief comes to rob, to kill, and destroy. He hates you. He hates your guts. He wants you dead. He wants to destroy everything that is good in your life, every relationship, every family bond, every ounce of peace and joy. He will give you a false sense of peace, but he wants to destroy everything that is good and true and beautiful in your life. And he wants you to do that for other people as well, until you have the great satisfaction of living with you for all eternity in punishment. Forgive me, friends, for having to be that guy to share such disturbing news with you. But the reason I want to share this is because ultimately there's a silver lining to all of this. But ultimately, you have to be the ones who choose. If you have breath in your lungs, if you have a heartbeat in your chest, that means you still have a choice. You still have an opportunity to choose who you will serve. But you can only serve one master. You can only serve one God. The Good Shepherd comes to give us life and life abundantly, but the thief comes to rob, kill, and destroy. So friends, tonight we ask you, we urge you, we beg you, we pray that you would choose wisely.